Okay, so we've had this conversation before, and I think having this conversation before, we've learned a few things, a few different ideas, a few different topics. So Usher released the song or the music video a couple days ago, 2 days ago, called Boyfriend, which ironically has Keke Palmer in it. So I think this is funny. I think this is more of a response. I think, and it's clever. I'll give it to you. I don't know. So I don't know what caused this. And I think this, I don't know if Kiki's boyfriend or if they're married. I'm not sure, husband, what their official style is. I'm not sure. I can't find a lot of information on this guy. So I should release a song, Boyfriend. I'm not entirely sure. I feel like this is more of a response.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Kind of until, in kind like a kind of like Usher response to this, but I don't know if this was a planned rollout. If this was a planned rollout, this was a geniusly planned rollout. I will admit, I say this because there's a lot of times Keke Palmer is unproblematic. It's just. There's not much people have problems with when it comes to Keke Palmer, so I'm not entirely sure, right? Like she's Disney's, like she's their star, right? Like it's so ironic to have this conversation though, because I'm not entirely sure what started this. I know what started the conversation started, solely around her boyfriend feeling a certain way because she showed up to an Usher concert or his residency, which I believe is in Las Vegas. But this is unique. I think this is unique for a lot of different reasons. It's not a long song either, but it's very unique in a way that this is put together. And so I just kind of want to talk about this. I think the way to describe, I think the music video is funny. I think this is Usher kind of in his response with Trey Songz stage, right? Where it's people are surprised that he did it this way, and then so it's kind of a thing. And this first line, this first verse, this kind of first line that we get, the chorus we kind of get from Trey Songz is kind of this kind of first verse that we get from Usher is we would normally hear this from a Genuine. We would hear this from a Trey Songz, like an older Trey Songz, a younger Trey Songz, actually. He's someone said that your boyfriend's looking for me. Almost to say, your boyfriend is looking for me because, we've had a situation. I don't know. See, I don't know. It's. And we've had a secret going on, which I think to some extent, I don't know if this is actually relatable to the situation that this is a response to. I think this is just more of them kind of joking, playing it around. Because I've seen a lot of behind-the-scenes footage just circling. I'm not sure if it's truly behind-the-scenes footage. But you just kind of see them, like, laughing about it. And just having fun. And so you get a lot of that. And especially from this verse, someone said your boyfriend looked for me. That, oh, that's cool. He must know I'm... well, he knows I'm pretty easy to find. Which I think is just a kind of thing where it's like, people have been asking, where's Usher been for years? And this is kind of Usher's response. Hey, I'm in that... I'm in that Las Vegas residency, so I'm gonna be here because this is my residency for a couple years. Like, this makes a lot of sense of why he's gonna go on tour now. But this is my registry. It's not hard to find me if you want to find me. I'm pretty easy to find. He just looks to me. He just looks to wherever you are. It's a weird line. I would definitely give it that it is a weird line, right? But it is at the same time. See, I don't know. Like this is a response to me because it's like wherever you see her, I'm probably with her because we're friends, right? But it's also at the same time as I could be with your. And people saying that they would I think this is more of a response to, like, girls kind of showing up to a Trey Songz, to an Usher, like, to an Usher's concerts or wherever he throws parties or events. He's always around women. I'm not entirely sure if this is kind of his response to it. Hey, I would, like, because people were like, people were definitely like saying, like, I wouldn't allow her to, or the, which is kind of controlling, kind of controlling. But it's to this point where he's like, if you're looking for your girlfriend, she's probably around me or trying to get into an Usher concert, which I don't know. So this kind of, it's a weird thing to hold. It's a kind of hard line to hold or like pick a side on, but it is like true that there are a lot of women that went to go see Usher while he was in Vegas. So it's, because people were talking about, hey, they want to go see this Vegas, that he's this residency that he's doing in Vegas every, you know, for a couple of weeks. Like, he was on the back-to-back-to-back weeks. And people were trying, to fly to Vegas to see him, which, you know, would raise the tickets in Vegas. But it is true. I think you kind of see that. And I think to symbolize that he was in Vegas, you kind of see the, you kind of see, like, the slot machines and the slot machines, like, in a casino, which I think is funny. I think that's funny. I think that's to like, show that they're in Vegas. It's funny. It's just that chorus is extremely funny because if they're looking for me, I'm easy to find, right? And it's true to some extent. It's very easy to find Usher. I think if you're looking for Usher because he's with a woman or something, or you think he can't be trusted, it's very hard to find Usher. People have found Usher. Celebrities have found Ryan and Usher. You know, it's not that hard to find Usher. I wouldn't recommend it. You know, but it's very easy to find Usher if you. He says it kind of just seems natural to wonder where you are, which I mean, to some extent, I think this just kind of shows that bond that he has with certain women, where he's just like, hey. It's weird because this does feel like a response, but it's like he might know where Kiki is at all times, and that's just the bond that they have, right? So I'm not entirely sure. Like, I feel like this is a response. This has to be a response to that tweet. I'm not entirely sure. But it's, you know, I always wonder where you are. Like, just to make sure that you're okay, I always wonder where you are. This could be, like, a friendship thing, but this could also be, like, a relationship thing. And it's fun. It's a fun idea to play around with, right? Because it's like, what do you mean, you know? I always wonder where you are, you know? I wonder where you're off to. Which is kind of like a boyfriend thing where I just want to make sure you're all right. I just want to know where you are. I just want to make sure you're going. Know, who you're going with, you know, it's kind of that play off of that like stereotype, but it's unique in a way that it's set up. He says, in your head, because I'm not in your bed, which is weird. Like, it's okay, so from the simple standpoint, it is probably seductive. It's probably the art of seduction. That line right there is, I'm in your head because I'm not in your bed, which is just you lusting or wanting me, which, I mean, to some extent, I think there are a lot of people, a lot of women, that lust for Usher. There might be men, there might be women that, and there might be people that are non-binary that do lust for Usher. I'm not entirely sure. I know that there are a lot of people that, in the early 2000s, that wanted Usher because his art of seduction, and we've seen him on stage with the fans, you know? So I think it's the art of seduction, that signature Usher art of seduction that he always does in a verse or a line, which I think is fine. I think you kind of tease about it because R&B artists, rappers have done it for years. So it's fun that he's doing it that way. He says, trying to be on your best behavior, which so this is going to be a general statement. This isn't going to really be even a statement. This is going to be a question. Question is, people have said that they've seen people when they get on stage to see Usher and people lose their minds, right? But trying to keep it in because they're in, like, relationships or something. I think there are a lot of people that have, like, celebrity crushes. And they're like, well, you know, if they see so-and-so celebrity, like, they can cheat with that celebrity or just celebrate that celebrity. But I think if you're going to see a celebrity, it's not because you might idolize that celebrity. And to that case, you know, things happen, you idolize that celebrity. But there are also people that that are in some love with an artist, they almost like fantasize being with their artist. So they might have to control themselves from being an artist. So they might try to be the best person they can be around that artist, because they is almost like a temptation thing with that person, is that that artist tempts them to feel or act a certain way, which to some extent isn't a bad way of doing it. I think that's fine. I think everyone has their temptations, and I think a lot of people do have their temptations, so it's fine. It says, but love me on a low, almost as, hey, you might see me in a crowd, or you might see me in public, and you might be on your best behavior, but at the same time, it's just you and me, and we're in private, you love me on the low, because we love each other, which is fine, but I'm not entirely sure, like, and I can't verify this, because I don't think I will be able to have time to verify it, but you won't, if this is something that somebody is having on the low, or like a relationship on the low, it's gonna be hard to verify, because they're not gonna come out and publicly say, hey, that this person is seeing each other. But the fact that Usher and Keke Palmer have been friends for a while, I'm almost certain, right? Like, there's nothing going on, right? I'm certain that there's nothing going on, and this is why I feel like this. The taste of your thoughts, and as I said, I think these are two seductive lines where they go, in your head. I'm in your head because I'm not in your bed, which is seductive, setting the mood by itself, and so we get that. But the line is, taste your thoughts until I can't wait. I can't wait till it's over, which is kind of that more seductive thing. I can't wait to taste your thoughts. It's to weigh the way you feel. It's seductive in nature, and I'm not entirely sure, right? Like, it's seductive, right? But it does make me wonder, like, is there a punchline? And this might just be Usher being Usher, because we've seen Usher be Usher a couple times, where that's just how Usher is. He's very seductive in the way that he makes music. Confessions is another part of that. Good Times with SZA is just another, like, example of what I mean when I say it's very hard for me to go that Usher is... Right, like, I hate to say it, but it might be that people see Usher as a sex symbol. I'm not entirely sure, right? Because it's weird, but it's true that Usher. It's weird because people like Usher's the mainstream artist seduction, which I don't know. I think people do fall in love with the idea of Usher, right? But I've seen videos where fans seem to just lust for Usher. Now, me personally, I don't lust over artists. But people, you know, it may happen to a lot of people, so I can't just say that it doesn't happen to me, so it doesn't happen. But yeah, so it's fun in the way that it talks up. However, this is the thing I worry about. This verse, this second verse is what I really worry about. It's only because of the way that this is put out, and I'm not entirely sure. It's the way that this verse is put out, and so it's a weird verse. I try all my best not to be in your phone, which leads me to this, like, controlling argument of this song, where it's not a bad song by any means, but it does have that, like, controlling feeling and aspect to it every once in a while. So it's weird to hear it play off. It's very weird to go, hey, that sounds a little, like, controlling. But I know that's not what you want. Like, I know you want me to kind of be all in your phone, always be around you, but I try my best not to go. Be all in your phone. Like, I try my best not to be, like, completely in your phone, like text messages, calls, and stuff like that. But I know you kind of, I know you don't. But I know that's not what you want. Like, I know you kind of want, like, you want me to kind of show you the love in that way. And to some extent, that's fine. I think you have to kind of be aware that that is what a lot of people want. But at the same time, we get stuff where in my. It's weird because it's like they do want you to show you love, and it's weird because it says that, you know, your boyfriend wonders, and I'm not entirely sure what that's leading to. I'm not sure what that's leading to, but at the same time, we get verses where it makes me wonder. He says, you might as well keep some pictures of us two in your house, which could be the boyfriend in this situation, or he could be just, taunting the boyfriend, saying, hey, you should keep pictures of me because we spend so much time together, you might as well put pictures of us in your house. Which is weird. I think Usher's played the bad boy before in songs. So Usher playing the bad boy in songs isn't really that bad. I think people are gonna have a problem. And granted, I haven't read all the comments, but I've read a few and people's opinions on it, and people were saying that she was dressing like, Keke Palmer was dressing like Usher in the older, like in the older, like dressing like the older Usher and like Confessions, which I think him and Keke Palmer just having fun and just playing that role, I think it's fine. I think, you know, the allegations or whatever that they assume, that it's funny, right? Like it's not supposed to be harmful. When you slow dance by yourself, I'm right behind you. I want to spray my fragrance on you so that they know that I'm with you, but they're not entirely sure where they have their fragrance from, which is fun. It's seductive. It's more friends with benefits. It's hey, I'm here with you, even though your boyfriend is trying to be with me. It's telling a story. It's an R&B song. That's what it is. It's almost, hey, you know, your boyfriend's looking for you, but he doesn't know that I'm seeing you on a low, which is kind of weird. And it reminds me of one of the times we link up, like the smell is just some way for you to remember me, which to some extent I think isn't a bad thing. I think it's just, you have to be careful, even if we're not talking from the Usher aspect, if we're just talking about from a boyfriend or girlfriend aspect, or we're just talking about normal people, please be careful, because a lot of people are crazy about the people they're in a relationship with or seeing. So I would be very cautious, because we've seen on the news channels where that's not necessarily the best way to handle it, and people just don't kind of take it serious, which to some extent we didn't see the way that the husbands and the wives retaliate, which aren't always in the best ways. But how do you expect somebody to react when you are doing something with their partner? And yeah, it's gonna catch somebody off guard, and I can't promise you how they're gonna react, because I don't know how they're gonna react, because I don't know how I would react, you know. It's fun. The chorus, the post-chorus is fun. And I Go Wherever You Go is fun. However, I don't know if this is a jab, right? Because Keke Palmer wakes up in the music video, and she says, oh, I missed the concert, which we can assume is like just a normal concert she was trying to go to with her friend. And she missed a concert of her boyfriend's concert. Or somebody she was interested in concert, which I think is fine. I think if you're over the age of 18 and you're seeing somebody that's over the age of 18, I don't see a problem, right? I think if it's weird, I don't hold that. It's a principle how you treat somebody. And so to me to say that you don't treat somebody right because you think they're not treating you right, it's a hard thing not to take, right? But it's at the same time, this is a conversation that needs to be had, and there are ways to have conversations. And so I don't see anything wrong with it. But anyway, let me get back to this scene. Keke Palmer says, I'm late for the concert. Oh, I missed the concert. She picks up the phone and says, I missed the concert. Of a concert she went to go with one of her friends to a concert, right? Allegedly, we're going to just assume this is anybody and anybody's girl, anybody's man, or anybody not matter. We're just going to assume this is anybody that's picking up the phone and they went to go see a concert that they're seeing, that there's somebody on the other they're seeing. Behind the scene that they're seeing, and they're like, I missed a concert, right? But that's fine. I think that's fine. But then it's this Keke line that I find hilarious, right? And it's this line, and it's kind of funny, because she says, I'm a mother. I'm tired, I'm a mother. Which, can we... Okay, so this is what I'm saying. This song is kind of a response, kind of, to a situation. And this is an Usher and Keke spin on how they did a situation. And I'm not sure if the boyfriend played a role in this, right? If he didn't, he got set up terrible, right? Because his argument was that Keke's a mother and she shouldn't be dressed that way, which, okay. But Keke's response is, okay, I'm a mother, I'm tired, but I can do what I want. Like, I can enjoy life, right? I can live the life I was still living before I was a mother, even though I am a mother, I'm tired sometimes. So there are sometimes I just want to have fun. And so this is why I love the way that this song is set up, right? Like, this song is set up perfectly, right? To make Usher the bad guy, like Usher always is in his songs. Confessions, Hey. it's normal for Usher to play the bad role in this, and I don't know. Like, this makes me wonder: was this set up to be this way? And if Kiki's primary partner was in this, this is the best setup to a music video I've seen in my life, because I didn't expect it. Bad Habits, Confessions, I Cry. Usher has always played like that bad, the rival or the bad guy, especially in relationships with women. So this is funny to me because either this timing was perfect. Either this timing was perfect for this single that was sitting in Usher's thing, which I think is fun. The music video is fun by itself, right? Because it's, you kind of get to see Kiki Palmer, like, act again in a music video, and then just have her, like, her fun, which I think is amazing. But they have this connection where they're able to do works together, right? Because they probably do have a very close bond, growing up similar pathways. So I don't know. It's funny to hear this, because I'm like, this, if her partner or ex partner wasn't into this, it's funny how this was rolled out. If he is part of this, amazing, because I will tell you, when I originally read the tweet, I was like, there's no way that this doesn't go unanswered, or that this isn't a rollout to a song, right? And I don't know, if this was a rollout to a song, I guarantee you, this is thumbs up, like, one of the best rollouts I've seen. But if this isn't a rollout and it really happened, I think, you know, there's conversations to be had behind closed doors. I hope they had it by now. But, and this is just, this kind of proves that Usher's team, or Usher itself, maybe a marketing genius, because this is funny. The scene is funny, the music video is funny, and you're kind of waiting for a jab, and Kiki kind of gives it to us, which I think is fun. But, I don't know, it's definitely a song where I'm like, this makes sense to someone. Someone's living this exact life. So it's definitely a song I would listen to. I would recommend this. I recommend this song, because it is a 6 out of 10. Because it's good lyrics, it's very short, and it's kind of fun. The music video is fun. I think it's definitely creative, right? Like, you could see the creative liberties that they took in the song. Kind of like her kind of dressing up in a leather jacket like the old Usher, which I think is fun and kind of funny. The lyrics itself, I think the post-chorus is, Usher's choruses and post-chorus and pre-choruses are always great. Without a doubt, I think that's what makes Usher stand out a lot more, especially as an R&B artist. He's been able to do it for years. If he's been able to do the runs, it's just, Usher's singing voice is amazing. So it's very great to hear him back on a track, and I don't know if this is the lead up to an album. I'm happy. If this is the lead up to an album, I can't wait for this album. But as it states, this is a single song. So we don't know if we'll be getting an album. If we do, it'll be even more hilarious. But I know that Usher and Kiki Palmer can be petty at times. So if this is a petty response, I like the way this is set up. I think, you know, Boyfriend as a song where Usher's known to play the rival. So he's like, I'm going to play the rival, and we're just going to have some fun and see how people feel about it after. And that's what we're going to say on this topic, because no one's expressed any other opinions on the topic from Kiki Palmer or Usher. And if this song is their response, I do like this response. It's creative, and I don't know, because this seems like it was shot in Vegas. If this was shot in Vegas when he was doing the registry, I think that this might have been planned to talk about it. I think this might have been planned to talk about it and to, like, promote the song being released. So it's fun, like, it's very fun that the way this was released, no one said anything, and people were talking about Usher and Kiki Palmer, and then we got a song called Boyfriend, where Kiki Palmer is part of the music video. So, and they put the music video out first before the audio, which I think is a great way to market it. So, I don't know, what's your opinion? Do you think it's one of Usher's best songs, or do you think that the way that this... how this conversation started was better? I wonder, do you think it was better the way that this conversation was started, or do you think that the conversation is not what needed to be started? It was more of the, I don't know. You think the conversation needed to be started, and so we had this conversation started by Kiki Palmer, or do you think this song by itself was just them kind of expressing the way that they feel or Usher just being creative. I think this is more Usher being creative, and then Keke Palmer decided they could have a jab. So the jab was, hey, I'm a mother. I'm tired. So I'm curious. What do you think? Because I'm kind of split. I think this was a response. But the way that this song came out with the video first, I don't know. But it came with the video first. It's kind of more, hey, we just want to show the bun that we made and the clip that we made of it. So I think there it is. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this King's Speech Project episode where we talk about Usher's boyfriend and Keke Palmer's involvement in the music video. But I do want to know your opinions. And so it's always great to hear. See you in the next episode.